Now, Kumaisha, you're tuned into Spiritual Health with Mikel the Energy. Peace in, love out. What's your frequency?
World changer life.
Please charge.
Oh, that is so racist. Racism. There is racism happening here right now. That is racist. I'm calling out racism right now. That is racist. Ah. 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 Racism. Racism. That's what just happened right there. Racism. The ism of race. Ah, that's annoying. All right, wait, what's that? Ah, oh, man. Sometimes you just want to be great, huh? And that's so hard to act, you know? You just want to be great. And people and technology, they don't want you to be great anymore. I'm trying to be great out here, you know what I'm saying? And people want to stand in my way. God damn. We're gonna do our best. We're gonna do our best. I'm gonna do my best, child. Your ass better play. There we go. There we go. Okay. Restart. I like you didn't see nothing. Okay. Time in the morning time. You don't know. Now it's just begun. Now it's just begun. And it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a moment. Now it's just begun. Now it's just begun. And it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a moment. Now it's just begun. Now it's just begun. And it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a moment. La 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 la. Now it's just begun in here. Did I know? Wagwan family. It's your brother from another motherland, Mr. Mikel, the energy healer, Utu Wamungu, Luga Waroho, inside, present, on rhythm, in breath, for another conversation on spiritual health. You don't know what time it is, family. Like I said, this is the spiritual health conversation for everybody in the multiverse, family. We speaking to yesterday, we speaking to tomorrow, we speaking to now and another now. Yes? This is the spiritual health conversation for every single generation. Henceforth, we are in a new world and it's time that we bring about new things. Family, I want you to understand your power to create, your power to invent, your power to manifest, your power to innovate. Yes? Family, there are things that you are attracted to in life via your skills, your talents, or your interests. You know, everyone's got their interests. and your interest, for whatever reason, is linked to your spiritual journey. And this is one thing I really come to shift about people's understanding about spirituality is this. Your entire life is your spiritual journey. Meaning, you going to school is a part of your spiritual journey. You dating fuckboys is a part of your spiritual journey. Yeah? You do it. I don't know why fuckboys triggered my speaker. But like, you do it like you hitting up the club, you know what I'm saying? Or shooting up the club, you know what I'm saying? It's all a part of your spiritual journey. Your hair, the perm, the locks, the designer clothes, the Primark clothes, the drugs, the good food, the bad food, the whatever, whatever, whatever. Everything is all a part of your spiritual journey, family. You have to understand that. Yeah? The reason why it's really important that we get to understand that your entire life represents your spirituality. Not what you do on Sunday. Not the sage. I need to burn some sage right now. I'm in a sage. I'm feeling sagey-wagey. You know what I'm saying? However, you burning sage is not the only time you get spiritual with it. You know what I'm saying? You've got to learn to stop thinking like that. Because it means you have the church mentality where it's like your spirituality is saved for a couple days in a week. You know, maybe Sunday and Wednesday when it's study time. Does that make sense? But no, your spirituality is your entire life. Spirit, let's break it down because I don't think I've done this in a minute. Spirit means breath. Spirit means breath, okay? Your breath is that not only what comes through these nostrils, yeah, and your mouth, but your breath is that which emits from you, yes? Oxygen permeates throughout your whole body. So your breath is actually the energy that comes from you. Yes? So your spirit is synonymous with energy. I want you to understand that. Because this is really going to help you bring together the worlds of high spirituality and science. What science refers to as energy, your ancestors refer to, well, they use other languages, but again, the closest English word that relates to what your ancestors refer to is spirit. Okay? Remember that. Remember that energy and the motion of energy, aka emotions, are not you, but they are forces that act outside of you and within you, okay? Just like spirits, right? Sometimes you can witness spirits doing certain things or experiencing certain things. Some people have that extrasensory perception to see the behavior of spirits, right? Then other people, you may have heard or seen people become possessed by spirits, right? Well, you know, to take that out of the hokey pokey world, you become possessed by spirits on a daily basis. You get what I'm trying to say? If a girl stands in front of you and busts her leg wide open, all of a sudden you lose your shit. You know what I'm saying? She start you scrolling through Instagram and you see the models. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And it, you know what I'm saying? Or she... And she starts doing a mad thing. You, based on your own discipline or lack of discipline, may become possessed by a spirit. You see? And all that means is an energy has overcome you against your willful ability. Yes? So, in a similar situation, you may see some food. It's Ramadan right now. And you fasting, but all of a sudden you pull up on someone's party or something's going on and the food is just laid out. You know what I'm saying? You ever been to someone's house and you try to like, you can't, as soon as you get through the door, you know what I'm saying? The spices have gone into places that they shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? And all of, and you go in their kitchen and the food is just laid out. It's like, eat me. What do you want? I got it. Ah, you know? The food is just there. And you're like, I'm that's happened to a couple of people when they come to my house. And they're like, yeah. They'll be like, oh, I'm like, bro, what do you want to eat? Nah, I'm good, man. I'm fasting. I'm like, all right, cool. See you tomorrow. Then they come through and we just got the spread. You know what I'm saying? Soup. You know, stew, dessert, and they're like, you know what? Yeah, I'm not fasting anymore. Still, you know what I'm saying? This is what we're talking about. Spirits overcome you all the time, family, on a daily basis. You are being spirits or energies are moving through you. And it's your will, the strength of your will, that will allow you the pleasure or the comfortability to deny those spirits or energies from you or accept them and use them to your own benefit. This is all we're talking about. So going back again, spirit means breath, which means energy. Energy is that which emits from you. So your spirituality is your energetic operation, meaning how you use, right, and how much you are aware of energy. Mean again, your spirituality is your ability to perceive, yes, and use energy. That's it. Spirituality means your energetic operation. So when you understand it from that perspective, you will realize that your energetic operations is your entire life. So it's not when you're, it's not, oh, what do you do for spirituality? Oh, I listen to meditations by Deepak Chopra. And I take part in Sadhguru's, you know, 11-day meditation. Or I go to Vipassana. You know what I'm saying? Or I, you know, I'm a part of the Heaven Safari by Waroho House, where I do one-on-one coaching with Mikhail. You get what I'm saying? That is a greater intention on your spiritual journey, but not the entire spiritual journey. Because all of those places are going to do is give you tools to bring you back to your daily stuff, which is what you have first thing in the morning, what you eat and when you stop eating and why you stop eating at 7 or 8 o'clock in the night. Why, how you relate with people, your intention when you relate with people, your ability to transmute energy. You know, someone incites anger within you, your ability to use the anger and reflect on how it can empower you. Your ability to go back to peace in adverse situations. This is your spirituality, family. Your entire life. And I say that to say, powerfully, there are things that you're just interested in. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it a buck, 150. You know what I'm saying, family? There are things in your life that you're just into. Right? And you don't even have any explanation as to why you're into them, right? But you're just in it. You're just into it, okay? This could be things that you deem as positive for you or things that you might deem as negative. I want to deal with some negative ones because they're the fun ones. No, let's deal with some positive ones first. Because, yeah, let's deal with positive ones because we don't give enough credit to the things that we do. We always think, especially as people on a spiritual health journey, we always talk about the things that we're lacking in or the things that's ruining us. But we don't look at the stuff that we've done consistently for years that have gave us our spiritual balance and helped us grow in spiritual awareness. For example, you know, for me, Mine is making music. Mine is actually making music and rapping. Now, as a youth, I would never have I mean, it's dumb to think about it now, but I would never have linked me rapping about making money and having sex, how that has improved my spiritual health. And I use those topics very specifically because it actually doesn't matter, right? In this instance, the rhythm of writing lyrics or jumping on a beat and calling out of my mind subjects, topics that are on my heart to talk about, whether it's gyal and money, do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah? Whether it's, you know, whatever, it doesn't have to be deep. I don't know, I'm the deepest guy, but I like, you know, it doesn't have to be deep. The practice alone is good for your spiritual health. Doesn't matter what you're talking about. It does, but if what's on your heart is being expressed, then it doesn't matter. The practice of me rapping constantly, sitting down and zoning out to music. You know what I'm saying? I'm making history. They can't do shit to me. I'm putting rappers in pappas, keeping like pickaninnies. I'm making. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the lyrics are, yeah? That is doing something for your spiritual health. And it's only after like I started rapping. Well, I've been rapping for too long. But I've been able to look and see the benefit of that one dedication that I've had for years and how that affects me today in my wisdom. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Rhythm. Like I said, many of you heard me say, rhythm is my oracle. Like how people use tarot cards, I use rhythm. That's how I commune with the divine. Oh. You see, God has many access points. That's my oracle, rhythm. That's how I'm able to tap in. That's how I'm able to remove myself from my ego and just receive. You see what I'm saying? So, again, you may have some, I'm trying to think of some things that we look at as trivial, but it represents your peace. It represents your ability to get lost. It represents your ability to transcend. I do that with cooking. I love cooking for that reason. Do you know what I'm saying? When it's my time to cook, I lock my wife out of the kitchen. I'm like, I don't want you in here. Go and sit down. You know what I'm saying? Sit down. I don't want you in here. This is my, it literally becomes my studio. You know what I'm saying? And I have like my speaker there and I'm just zoning around the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? I'm just zoning around my kitchen. I had a sister come to my house the other day from the motherland, and she was a friend of my cousin, and so we was hosting like my brothers and sisters, and then she's African women are built differently. So obviously she came in the house, she doesn't know any of us. She came with my cousins to my house. And she came through the door, you know, linked, like said hi to everyone, and the first thing she did was go to the kitchen. You get what I'm trying to say? To see what she could do. That's how African women are built, especially like ones who grew up in the motherland. They're like, I'm in the house, I'm a woman. Hello everybody. What's going on in the kitchen and how can I help? You know what I'm saying? Like that's protocol for them. You know? As well as bringing food to your house. Anyway, that aside, me and my cousin, when it was time for food, we was the ones in the kitchen. My cousin is a guy. So me and him are like preparing the thing, da da da. And she was like, I've never seen this before. Like, I'm not used to men in the kitchen. Like, I kind of feel out of place. I feel like I should get out. And low key, I'm like, yeah, you should. But I get it. Psychologically, it's like not what they're used to, but I digress. My point is, long story short, family, there are things that you do in your life, right, that reflect and represent your spiritual rhythm. That is so important that you upkeep, no matter how, like what people call hobbies, right, are really powerful ways for you to remain on spiritual rhythm. Yes? What they call hobbies, you know, they're great ways for you to go into meditation. They're amazing and powerful tools for you to go deeper into meditation and into selfless reflection. Yeah? Selfless reflection. So don't negate those things, because they're not spiritual. You know what I said? Don't negate those trivial things that you do. I don't know what it is for. I'm trying to think of more other things that I do. Like, if you look at my explore page, if I gave you my phone and you want to see my explore page, guys, here's a note. I want you to understand how sophisticated our phones are, right? This might be this might be ammo for some of you women and your men, but I don't want to fuck up no one's relationship. But anyway, go to your explore page on your Instagram. It's going to show you what you care about the most. Whatever's on your explore page, like it or not, that's what you pay attention to the most. Meaning what you comment, spend your eyes on, what you talk about, what you share, even if you don't share it, what grabs your secret attention. You know what I'm saying? You might not share some shit, but you'd be looking at some shit. Instagram is so sophisticated. Google is so sophisticated. Facebook is so sophisticated that it shows you what you pay attention to the most. So go on your explore page. As an experiment, you're going to see what you pay attention to. Some of you lot might not like what you see. You know what I'm saying? Some of you might not like what you see, family, right? Like, my shit, I just be getting wrestling videos. Also, it changes by the day. Like, you can literally spend a day looking at trainers and it will shift as well. So it's not representative of entirely, but it's what you spend your, it's what has taken up the majority of your time into this nearest moment, okay? So mine is like hip hop, wrestling, and trainers recently, funny videos, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, hip hop, wrestling, trainers. Yeah, I was looking at some creps the other day. So, shit. So yeah, your explore page. Why did I mention your explore page? Because it's about your energy operations. And I was talking about, I binge watch wrestling. Like, I'm really a fan of wrestling for none other than the reason that it takes me into a world, like, they're so beautiful. But what I love about those, what I love about those hobbies that we have, family, is, see, like, I watch Disney a lot and I watch wrestling a lot. They represent my childhood. But what happens is now, like, as a man, with the wisdom and the perspective that I have, it gives a greater appreciation to those childhood nostalgic things that I still participate in. Now I'm watching Disney and I'm looking at so much more than... It's like when I played Spice Girls the other day, I'm hearing the lyrics now. Set your spirit free. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, Mel. You know what I'm saying? You're hearing things based on your current perception, which makes the thing even sweeter. You know what I'm saying? I'm jumping into wrestling, knowing that it's fake, it's no longer about it being real or fake for me, right? It's about, wow, their ability to tell a story, their commitment to a character. Like their level, like the fact that this is fake is makes it even better. Because it's like, hold on, these men are committed. These men are committed to these characters. They're committed to these stories. And they tell them. And they, do you get what I'm saying? And then how they use their body so poetically to tell and bring us through that story. You know? That's how I'm looking at it. And then I'm looking at Vince McMahon. I'm like, Vince McMahon is my hero. He's literally my hero. Like, you sat there and thought about this shit, bro. You're a G. And then act like you ain't the owner of the company. Mad. Everyone's looking. No one's listening to me right now. All 21 people are scrolling through their explore page. No one is listening to me right now. I think I should give you some explore page time. Yeah. Let's get some explore page music going. Some of you are not listening to me anymore. Some of you are not here. Oh my god, that's right. Let's get some explore page music for them. They're like, what have I been doing all these days? Now I know why I can't get out of this rut. I say all of that to say, family, is that spirituality and the observation of spirituality is becoming a lot more easier because of our phones. Because our phones are extensions of our lives, we literally get to observe ourselves in ways like never before. Even the fact that most of us live our lives constantly in selfie mode. Do you get what I'm saying? We all live in selfie mode, which is an observation. If you truly understand what that means, your perception on yourself has so many different levels. You're able to look at yourself in ways you've never done before. You're able to perceive reality and relate with reality differently, which gives us an insight into our spiritual makeup, because our phones are only extensions of our consciousness. You see? Yeah. Does that make sense? Everyone's put it down there. You don't need to do... you don't need to do your feed confessions. Everyone's doing the explore page reveals. No, it's fine. It's cool. You know what I mean? Also, just like all your energy, it changes if you don't look at it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Instagram gonna show you whatever you pay attention to. All you gotta do to change it is not pay attention to it. Don't look at the pages that you don't look at anymore. You know what I'm saying? Instagram will stop showing it to you. Spend more time on other pages, then it's gonna be like, oh, he really does like food or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Literally, you just go click carnival and Instagram gonna show you carnival. If you do enough, spend enough time on carnival pages or luxury homes, you know, or, you know, African spirituality, it's gonna show you that. And again, I love that because the explore page rep is reflective of the universe. It mimics the universe. Family, it's like red car, what do they call it? Red car syndrome or whatever. Whatever you pay attention to is going to amplify in your life. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It's going to amplify in your life. Whatever you pay attention to, it's just going to grow, 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 grow. Yeah? So, use this as an example. You know, that like the explore page. The explore page. Use it as an example. I have to disagree. What do you disagree with? The explore page? That's a fact. But yeah. Yeah, man. The universe is going to operate in the same way, family. So if there are things that you're noticing about life, it's because you have... your whatever perception you've given it up to this point has been exactly how you're receiving it. You know what I'm saying? Change the way you look at... everyone's heard that saying before. Change the way you look at something and what you look at will change as well. It's 30 minutes, family, so let's do up questions. Let's get some banter going. You know what I'm saying? No, on your explore page, I'm talking about your explore page specifically. Your explore page is a reference to what you pay attention to. Facts. 100%. The algorithms on your feed, meaning I follow 3,515 people. I don't see 3,515 people. The algorithm shows me what it thinks I want to see based on who I'm interacting with and how I'm interacting and all of that kind of stuff. So in that way, Instagram shows you what it wants you to see. But your explore page is literally where you pay most attention. Do you get what I'm saying? And the references to what you're constantly searching or looking at. You know what I mean? Or giving your time to. Because sometimes you don't search some shit, but you might give your attention to it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's it. You might not search for the booty, but if the booty comes up on the timeline, you're going to be like this. You know what I'm saying? Let me stay here for 5 minutes. Oh, let me click on that girl's page. Let me see what she's doing. Oh, okay. Let me see if she's got more things. And then what happens? Your explore page is just gone. In a matter of an hour, you go back to your explore page. It's going to give you all the people like that. Same way. So you may not have looked for all of them. You may have just spent too long on one. It's like, yo, he really likes this page. I'ma send him some more. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's how it works. Yeah. Literally. But let's do questions right now. Cool. Tinua. Tinua Dishile. How do you say your name? That's kind of cold. You know what I'm saying? Tinua Dishile. Tinua Dishile. Anyway. I love names. Alright, family. So... she asks us to talk more about the Heaven Safari. Hindani. I feel like I want to put that rhythm on while I talk about it. Let me do that. Just a second. Come on. So let's do that. Alright, let me not get too gassed though. Alright, family, so sister asked me to talk about Heaven Safari. The Heaven Safari is the spiritual health program that is coming out via Waroho House. Waroho House is the spiritual health community that I've created specifically and intentionally for the African diaspora, all of my black people on the earth. I have created a community where you can go on your spiritual health journey through the channels of what it is that you love and wish to become, okay? So, Waroho House. So, over the last year, I've been doing programs like the Chezaroho Challenge, like teaching one of the most important principles to understand on your spiritual journey, the 11 laws of God, Ma'at. Living a lifestyle of Ma'at. So, family, in doing that and looking at all of the Like I do the spiritual health talk every day. I do Cheza Rojo, and that is a spiritual health game. I am in and innovating in the spiritual health industry. Because I've been in this game for over 10 years, I have a network of people, right, that deal with the spiritual health journey in so many different avenues. Whether you're talking about sexual health specifically to women, nutritional health specifically to women, whether you're talking about manhood, masculinity, right, and discipline, whether you're talking about African spirituality, communicating with ancestors, whether you're talking about understanding the calculation of your soul through numerology, astrology, and how that pertains to your lifestyle. People who are diviners, intermediaries to speak between you and your ancestors. I have this community all around the world. Not to mention, through the programs that I've done, I have a community in within Warojo House of people who are using their core strengths to create spiritual health solutions. And that is the Love Service community. Yes? So we have this network of people, family. Understanding that, as you remember what I said at the beginning of this call, spirituality is your entire life. Therefore, there is so much that we can learn and about our spiritual journey when we open up to people. I, as powerful as I am and as knowledgeable as I am on the spiritual journey, I can't and I will not talk to the women's health. I know some shit, yeah, but I will never put myself in a position because it's not my right to. A woman should talk to women about their yoni, for example, and how to take care of it, and how to spiritually cleanse themselves in the areas of their womb. Yes? And so instead of me giving my surface wisdom about it, I want to link women out there with the women who I know dedicate their lives to do just that. Healing your womb. Helping you have a greater relationship with your menstrual cycle. Because a lot of women are damaged psychologically and traumatized in that area. Yes? I want to bring in people who can speak and create an environment for men to understand the freedom that comes with sexual discipline. That room where men can talk about their relationships with pornography, their relationship with their own sexuality, their relationship with masculinity, manhood, and living up to what is expected of them as a man. You see, not only can I speak to this, but I have the people within my remit, from elders in the motherland to specialists in America, that can speak to this directly. Do you understand? Again, you know, what else are we dealing with? People that can help you understand, skillfully understand, the power of the numbers that surround your life. Yes, and why you've been sent in to deal with certain challenges based on the date, the time, the place you were born. I have people within my remit who can help you understand that. So the Heaven Safari family is a program that you get to step into to allow, almost like, it's, see it as a chocolate factory. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a warehouse of classrooms that allow you to steer your spiritual journey exactly how it needs to be steered for you. This is not a religion where I'm telling you this is how you need to do things and this is how la la la, or you're going to hell because of that. And this is the way, la la la. No, I'm saying We're all in this shit together, family, right? And so we are creating an institution that allows us to go through the lessons that we need to go through amongst the community of people that is not judgmental, but empathetic to your journey because they are empathetic to their own. Yes, this community is specifically for my African descendants, my black people of nature. It's for you and for our healing, an environment that is not going to regurgitate your trauma. We're not going to be sitting down talking about white people all day or white supremacy or the system and how it's bad. No, what I'm going to do is bring on people to help you build a business from your spiritual pursuits, to help you garner the confidence to go after your dreams, to help you understand your privileges as a natural person. You understand? People talk about white privilege. It is really not a privilege to be white. You get what I'm saying? Once you understand this shit, you know, I empathize with that group of people. It's not a privilege. In nature, it's not a privilege. It's a ridiculous disadvantage. You know what I'm saying? So I don't walk around with that white supremacy rhetoric. Because in nature, it's a ridiculous disadvantage to be of that group. But that's another conversation. You see? But here you are as a black person with the greatest natural privileges given to anyone, and you're here complaining about a very young group of people. You look stupid. And so because of that, I realize us as a people, we want the environments that we can focus on how powerful we are and how we can exercise our powers to empower ourselves and our communities, but no one's doing that. All the environments we go into, complaining. All the environments we go into, oh, this is why it's not going to work. All the environments we go into, because the white man said that, and the government are doing this, and they're taking away the da-da-da-da, and the youths keep doing this, and la-la-la-la. You know, I hear none of that. If that's who you are, if you're part of the They Don't Want A Gang, go over there. Waroho House and the Heaven Safari is a part of the We Are crew. We are the We Are squad. This is the We Are squad. If you're on the They Don't Want A Gang, that's a field business. We are part of the We Are squad. Yes? So again, the Heaven Safari, which is a part of Waroho House, is going to be a program that allows you to explore, yes, a 360 degree exploration of your spiritual health journey. I don't want you to come in there and feel like you can't deal, talk, or share about nothing. Yes? I've spoken about specialists, but we ain't even touched on the wonderful community of people. Really, the most powerful people within the community are the people who've been going on this spiritual health journey together. Yes? The Watu Waroho community. These are the people that have for the past year dedicated their lives to their love service. Right? To their love service. Using the things that they're passionate about to elevate their spiritual health journey. People who understand, which is all of us in truth, people who understand that they are students of their spiritual health. But to become the best student, you must share. You must take responsibility. That means you must teach and allow yourself to grow as you are challenged by the people you are teaching. Do you get what I'm saying? So whether that's me teaching you guys about the 11 laws of God, you know what I'm saying? Or whether that's the sisters within Waroho House who've opened up their own home educational platform, the Soma Academy. Tag the Soma Academy, guys. Actually, while we're here, the Soma Academy is a homeschooling group that has come out of Waroho House, and they have been dedicated to homeschooling each other's children, and have created an environment where the children lead their own education. Tomorrow, family, that group of people are going to be talking about how to teach and begin to teach children about sex and sexuality. Yes? Again, these group of mothers, right, and parents and carers are not sitting there going, oh, they're teaching my children about sex. Oh, they want my daughter to be this. They want my son to become that. They're trying to change da da da. They got an agenda to do this. They're not sitting there folding their arms complaining. They're saying, oh, we have children and they're growing up. And any moment now, they're gonna know, they're gonna wanna know about the thing between their legs and the person who's got something different to them and what to do with it. Hey, maybe we should come together to figure out how we're gonna talk and guide our children to this inevitable part of their spiritual journey. That's what Waroho House is about. Solutions, solution, solution. Responsibility, action in their talks. You feel what I'm saying, family? And there's so many people like that. We got people coming who are there, who gonna look, a lot of my people, look, one of the biggest things that we don't talk about, yes, that a lot of us negate because we don't wanna necessarily, we don't wanna do the work, right? I'ma pin this for now, let me pin it for now. Check the pin if you wanna join that chat. If you are a mother, if you're a father, if you're a carer, if you're a parent and you wanna contribute to that conversation, go in there. But a lot of people negate one thing on the spiritual journey, family. Language. Family, it's very hard to experience energy of nature using a language that is unnatural. That is why, that is the biggest reason why black people have, no matter where you find black people, we have Ebonics. Because Ebonics helps us bring metaphysical information to a dead language called English. So when you see people in Southern America, right, or people in Jamaica and the Caribbean, or even London, and the way we're talking, and we're using our slang, road terms, and it's just Ebonics, what we're doing is bringing the spirit to a dead language. We're bringing the spirit to a dead language. That's what we're doing, right? Now, language is so key. How many of you have ever wanted to learn a language? Put a one in the comments if you've ever wanted to learn a language but never had the time, the space, or the opportunity to sit down with somebody who's going to teach you a language. You see what I'm saying? An African language. Yeah? Well, we have people within Waroho House in the motherland and people of the motherland who are teaching you African tongues. Yes? We have a Kiswahili class and we even have a Ga class that has started recently. Big up Obodai and Gashu. Yes? So whether you want it, whether you're learning Kiswahili, East African tongue, or you're learning Ga, a West African tongue, you see, it's there. And those things are going to empower you on your spiritual health journey. You see what I'm saying, family? So this environment is a network that we have created for spiritual health growth, and it is one that is always being cultivated and built upon. So what's there today, something else will be added on top tomorrow as well. You see what I'm saying? Chica, baby. Chica. Yeah? Does that make sense, family? So the Heaven Safari is just that. Yeah? And we also had Portuguese as well. I was about to say something, but that's Spanish. That's it. Hey, I need to go back to my Latin. Hey, you put me in my space. Hey, yes, we're gonna. Hey, no, I'll play that later. I got one tune that came into my head. It's not Portuguese, so don't even kill me for that. But it's one of them Latin songs. What's the song called? Okay, I get a musical itch that I need to. Alright, cool, we're gonna find that song. That's aha! This is the tune! This is the tune right here. Oh, I got a chance to this one later. But you lot get what I'm saying, family? You know what I'm saying, family? So the Heaven Safari is a program for you to go on just that. I don't want no more excuses from black people. Black people, I don't want no more excuses. Yes? No more excuses. No more excuses. I don't want to hear, if I hear they don't wanna come out your mouth, this is my response to they don't wanna. You can literally now get yourself like, this is my infomercial moment. And I'm saying, have you been suffering from they don't wanna syndrome? Have you been constantly blaming the system for your oppression? Are you stuck? And do not understand the power of your own Tetor Tivshan. Do you not even know what Tetor Tivshan means? Did I say it? Come on down to Arojo House. We have the portal just for you. The Heaven Safari will take you from they don't want a syndrome into your own I am, we are health. Did I say it? We're going to bring you back to your we are peace. Did I say it? Your I am heaven and take you right out of your disease called they don't wanna. You know what I'm saying? I'll take you from your they don't wanna syndrome into the I am heaven. I got the I am heaven pill. You know what I'm saying? I got the we are activation. Come and take your we are exercise today. You know what I'm saying? And get your ass out of the they don't wanna syndrome. Warojo House, the Heaven Safari begins today. Act now for 50% off one-on-one coaching with Mikel Amin. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I need to work on that faster. You know when they do the I need my disclaimers. You do not have to kill yourself for heaven. You know what I'm saying? That's what I need. Alright, incoming. So that's the Heaven Safari family. I'm really excited about it. One, because it means we're constantly growing. Someone asked about Arabic. Don't dare me. Don't dare me, because I'll get them in. Terms and conditions apply. You know what I'm saying? Don't dare me. We're going to get that in. But my point is this, family. This is an environment. Not only is it an environment, it's a community. So you're going to get to... You're going to get to... all of that, and it was the advert. All right, cool. I'm going to do some more adverts then. All of that, my Heaven Squad. We need to do some adverts, yeah? All of you guys in Warojo House, I need adverts from everyone running a love service on the Heaven Safari. If you're gonna run a, if you know you're gonna run a love service, I need your corniest advert. This is a challenge. This is a challenge right now. If you're gonna run a love service on the Warojo portal, yes, I need you to create your corniest advert. You know, like cheese, like lactose. I need your so I'm calling you up, whoever you are, some academy. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I don't know. I'm not going to say, I don't know. Like, Vicky, I know you're in. Let's go. Homo die. Empress by Empress. You know what I'm saying? I need an advert with cheese. Join the Heaven Safari right now. Also, family, one of my passions is... What you want, baby? One of my passions, family, is, you know, taking the misery out of spirituality. A lot of people are miserable on a spiritual journey. When this shit is supposed to be fun. If God sent us here on this spiritual journey, and the first law of the spiritual journey is peace. And peace is what is supposed to allow us to experience the reason we came into fruition, which is, yeah, which is the enjoyment of life. Then we need to enjoy this life. Family, I deal with some serious things. You know it all the time. Yes, I talk about high-level spiritual matters. But I'll be damned if I'm not going to have some fun on this journey. You get what I'm saying? We need to have fun because our children are watching us. You see? And what I love more than anything, when I get messages, more than anything, family, when people send me messages and say, Cesar Rojo has changed my relationship with my child, that ends it for me. I'm like, no one chat to me. No one come talk to me about nothing. What? Who said what? What? Who's the what? What? Shut up. What? Who? Denying what? You dumb. No one can't chat to me. When I get mothers, fathers, uncles, aunties saying, Cesar Rojo has strengthened the connection with my children, with my nieces, my nephews, my little brothers. No one can chat to me after that. No one can talk to me. You get what I'm saying? Because that's it. Because your children are watching you on your spiritual journey and going, that looks like a lot of fun. Mummy was a bit of a witch last week, and all of a sudden this Cesar Rojo has got her has got her smiling. Maybe I might clean my room after all. You know what I'm saying? What's this my art thing you talking about? It seems to got you in your goodness. You know what I'm saying? I've eaten cake 3 times this week. Let me see what it says about heteru. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I want to make the spiritual journey fun. And so more than anything, family, Warojo House is to be a space where you get to explore the depths and the widths and the full capacity of your spiritual health journey, right? And be playful, Cesar, whilst you find the Rojo. Cesar Rojo. That's it. Play Cesar Rojo, the spirit. Cesar Rojo. That's what Warojo House is there to do, to help you go on the journey of your spirit, family. Yes? I want you guys to understand that. So big up, sister, for that question. But to any of you looking to be a part of this program, click the link in my bio, family. There is an investment. And guess how much the investment is? £1 a day. Portion £1 a day for your spiritual health journey. Portion £1 a day. Commit £1 a day to be a part of a network. Literally a global network of skilled professionals, including myself. Yes, people who've done the work and are still doing the work. And a community of people who are truly there for you in spirit. Yes? So, that's Wagwan. He starts jumping. Oh, that's beautiful. Lester, yeah. You know what I'm saying? £1 a day, family. That's what it costs to be a part of this Heaven Safari that we got coming up. And again, this is a space where you are going to get to contribute as well. Whatever. Again, I recognize that every person on their spiritual journey has contributions to make to other people's spiritual journey. So you're going to be able to practice the things that you do for spiritual health and share it with other people, which I also think is important. You know, don't just be a student, be a teacher. Because being a teacher helps you become a better student. Yeah? So that the environment is also there to set up. So guys, if you want to know a bit more, you can click the link in my bio on Sunday, 11 a.m. UK time. We're going to be having a meeting to break down one, how the onboarding process goes after you sign up, what to expect, how to navigate the portal, how to set yourself up if you are wanting to share a love service. Again, more on that. And what our ambition is. And also the benefits of being a part of the portal as well. Because there's going to be things that are going to be only available to people on the portal as well. Yeah? That will be also there to bear in mind, family. So, yeah, man. Low key, I've just been itching to play this one song for a minute. I'm not going to get too into it. But when I was like 11 years old, my brother bought this album. This Latin album, because Will Smith had Miami Remix on there, and I just ended up getting into every song other than that song. You get what I'm saying? Oh, no, I have to do this Kwanzaa. I'm coming. I know, but I have to speak Kwanzaa. But I know, but like, I got to do the thing Kwanzaa. Yeah? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Where's my tune, though? All right, family, let's do questions before I leave. Let's do questions. It's the question time, and I'm going to use this moment while I'm waiting for your questions to play one of my nostalgic Latin bangers. Let's go. I gotta do a video. You don't understand the levels. Have you noticed these guys are like ridiculously corny? You know what I'm saying? If you're, just look at this guy's face. I'm about to channel this guy right now. Wait. I need to show you what this guy looks like, and to show you why I need to channel him. Hold on, wait. Let me show. These Latin, these men stay corny as fuck. That's fine. All right, cool. Let's go. All right, let me. I need to show some more chest. That's the problem right now. We're not doing enough chest in this live. You know what I'm saying? Oh my god, I might start Cesarojo off with this song. Can I do that? Is that legal? Oh. Oh my god, this song is so bang. You lot don't even understand. Me and my brother would have these moments here. We'll be playing like Biggie Smalls, Puff Daddy, Mace. Then we'll go into like So Solid, then Busta Rhymes, DMX, and then we'll just throw this one on there and we just change. Music is anyway, let me not go. Music is powerful, yada yada yada. You know what I'm gonna say? Music manipulates your energy. You lot gotta understand that. That's what I've been teaching you guys in Cesarojo. You can use music to manipulate yourself. It does it to you anyway, right? But music actually helps you channel spirits. It literally helps you shift your ability to experience another energy. If you put this on, you just... That's why there was never... You ain't never been to a soca rave where there was gunshots. You ain't never seen beef at a soca rave. Dancehall raves, you will get gunshots, you will get fights and beef. You will never... And if you think about it, why do beefs happen? Because someone stepped on your shoe. Someone was looking at your gyal, right? Someone brushed past you the wrong way. But think about soca. That's all you do. you step on people. You whining on someone's gyal. Don't go to a soca party and you don't have a girl. And you don't have a man. When you're at a soca party, you're not... Like, you're together in spirit. You can't even talk about the flesh anymore. Someone's whining on you. I remember when we went to that soca party. the one who went to that soca party and I was there dancing on my own. And this one came from Quay, and found her ass on my grin from the yeah. Anyway, family. So all of that to say, music is ridiculously powerful. Let's answer some questions. It's getting hot. Let me open up. All right, cool, let's do it. Let's go. Question time. I need question music, hold on. Nah, I need to do this in my private alone time because I'm like, I've got a strange urge to take off my clothes. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to move my hips in ways that they haven't been moved before. Alright, cool. So, is it cool? Is this the right music? Yeah. Is it cool to often offer more than two love services? I want to add kettlebell fitness. Jeez, what do you mean? Don't even ask me that question, fam. You better do that. Do that shit. That's not even a question. Straight up, do that, man. Let's do that, fam. Of course. Ah, oh, that's dope. Yes, 100% Obodai. Yeah, man. Let's do more questions. Let's see. Will the recording be made available for those that missed the Sunday meeting? Where would we put it? Yeah, it should be. The answer is yes. But the how, we need to figure out. Yes. We'll record it and then put a link out to that. Yeah, that's cool. Oh my God. I'm over time. Where are these questions when I ask them to ask questions? This is a powerful question, Dada. And it's not a 2 second yes or no. Or, you know, like, if I'm outside partying, dump him. No, joking. No, how do you know if someone is for you if you don't like everything about them? Well, first, we got to accept that you ain't going to like everything about anyone. And that's real. You ain't gonna like anyone, everything about everyone. You're not supposed to. To like everything about somebody is to not be an individual yourself. Because you're gonna have preferences that are designed specifically to your outlook and experience and culturing of life. When you meet a whole, unless it's your brother, which, you know, we ain't, bad man, ain't them something there. When I hear that with people, they're not a family. So, it's not going to be your brother or your sibling, right? Which still wouldn't be the same, right? It's going to be another human being from a different space, from a different time, from a different culturing to you. So, we need to accept that people are going to have differences in the way that you see things and do things. Now, everything to me boils down to your intention on relating with somebody. This is about, for me, it's not even about looking at someone as if they're for you. Don't look at anyone as if they're for you. Real talk. You see? It's really about the intention in which you go into relating with someone with. Often we cut off our legs when relating with people because you meet a man today and you're already thinking if that person's for you. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You meet a girl today and you're already in your mind trying to cultivate something that's not present yet. Whereas opposed to meeting everyone with an open heart. Innocent until proven guilty. And so for me, like I've always said, like when speaking about dating, for example, right? I've always said about allowing yourself to genuinely just relate with somebody. Like don't, like find spaces genuine spaces that you relate. Like, I feel like the dinner and movie thing is played out and doesn't really help you get to know someone, because you're doing frivolous shit that anyone is gonna like doing. I really feel like if you wanna know someone, then you have to relate in the spaces of interdependence. This is what I'm into, or you're into that. Let's do that together. Not because we're trying to be in a relationship, but because we both like that thing. Does that make sense? And you naturally get close to somebody. Does that make sense? And through that natural process, you get to observe, you get to observe, this is what I like. This is my necessity for coming close to somebody. This is my necessity for going deeper with somebody. This is the necessity. Sometimes we're going deep with people we have no real necessity getting into with them. You, just for the sake of the fact that you want someone to fill that space in your life. Does that make sense? So how do you know if someone is for you? Again, it's really about your intentions, because you're not, because again, the reason why I say this is because you might get into a relationship with someone and 5 years down the line realize they're not for you, but that doesn't mean you wasted your time. Does that make sense? That doesn't mean you've wasted your time. If you've gone down the road with someone in a relationship, it's because that's what you was able to see at the time. Does that make sense? You only attract what you attract. This is why you don't need to worry. This is why you don't need to overthink. If you get into a relationship with somebody, right, and go down a particular path that ends up being bad, you needed to go through that, or you wouldn't have gone through it in the first place. That's what attracted you there. That's what attracted you there in the first place. If what's not for you is not for you, it's going to miss you. I'm not going to relate with people at a certain, because you're not, it's just not there. It's not about overthinking. Overthinking is going to make you do exactly what you just said. Ruin the steps of something natural that's there. A lot of us spoil good friendships because sometimes we're trying to fit a man or a woman into a category that they don't belong in, just because we don't have the discipline to observe the natural process of what is going on. You see? And sometimes ruining those friendships is what we need to instill the discipline later on. There are friends that you could have had that you went too far with, that you needed to go too far with, so that later on in life you can understand the importance of discipline, so that you can keep certain people around you without disrespecting both of your journeys. You need to fuck up on that a couple times. If you haven't already got that, some people might be born with that discipline, others not. Most of us are not. Most of us are sexually illiterate. You see what I'm saying? So you really don't have to overthink any processes. You know someone's for you, just relate with them. Keep on your path. Keep on your path that you're on, your masculine path. What are you focused on? What is your discipline as a woman? Where are you trying to get to? How does that connect and meet with anyone? Forget a man. Anybody. Not anybody. And if a man's coming to your life that, you know, feels like, oh, this is someone who you would love to relate with on your journey, then relate where necessary. Relate as necessary. And it will be revealed. Whether you want to see it or not, that's going to be up to you. But my point is this. Don't be hard on yourself when you go down a path and, oh, it doesn't work out later. You needed to go through that, or you wouldn't have gone for it. Do you get it? It's like, you know, I needed to experience a girl trying to set me up to realize what girls who set up niggas look like. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Then that was it. I was like, oh, there you go. Now, if after that, all them girls disappeared from my life. Because I'm like, oh, I thought he was all peaches and cream. Like, I thought it was all sugar, spice and everything nice. I didn't know bitches existed. Now I'm relating with hip hop differently. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I'm like, oh, that's what these bitches want from a nigga. I'm like, turn that up. Let me see. Do you get what I'm saying? But that experience that needed to happen informed my choice in women afterwards. I never experienced a woman like that again because I learned from it. That doesn't mean they don't exist. It means that they don't exist in my life. Do you get what I'm saying? So whatever experience you're calling, it means that's the one you need. But don't fool yourself either, you know? Yeah, man. Hold tight, everyone in the comments. You know, just chiming in. Let's go. It's like a big brain. You get to access different points of it. You know what I'm saying? And genuine experiences from people. How do we get rid of a fuckboy? Get rid of him. Think about it. See, women complain about fuckboys, but you love fucking the boy. You love fucking the boy. That's why he's a fuckboy. You've literally given him a title in your life. As soon as you're done with fucking, and as soon as you're done with boys, that person disappears. A lot of men complain about certain women, but you keep them women in your life based on your type. Thoughts, actions, interactions. Wow, how am I forgetting? Thoughts, actions, intentions, interactions, practice, and participation. You like fuckboys. I'm going to highlight that question. You like fuckboys. You do. You fuckboy. You like fucking the boy. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you're done with fucking the boys, that's going to disappear. Real, real, real spit. Let's go highlight. Let's go highlight. You get what I'm saying? It's just true. You can say you don't like it out of your mouth, but your actions. You know, like, sis, and men as well. You know, like they say, there's an old Jamaican saying, "Duppy know who for frighten." You lot heard that saying before? "Duppy know who for frighten." You heard that one? You can say out of your mouth, "Oh, I'm done with these men. All these fuck boys on my line. All they want to do is just this. All they want to do is just that. All they're talking about is just this. Every man did it, did that." But you're still that person. That's why that's your experience. You are that person in real life. In real time, you are that person. That's why it is your experience. You get what I'm saying? And as soon as you're not that person, your world is going to be literally not, like, it's not, they're not going to exist. They're not going to exist. You're going to have a different experience of men. I'm a fuck girl. That's funny. I'm a fuck girl. That's right. I know that's right. You know what I'm saying? You understand? I'm a fuck girl. So then stand with your fuck boys. Tande. You Tande. Yes. See, I'm always tempted to answer questions, but I can't even. You see, I'm a heartbreaker. There you go. You got to know who you are and accept it. Another thing is, also, again, like I said earlier, that's a part of your spiritual journey. You see what I'm saying? That's a part of your spiritual journey. Because you're going to learn. You see, like my dad always said, like when my dad first moved to Europe, he lived in Amsterdam. Because he moved to Europe with his band, and they, you know, from the Caribbean, and he said he learned all about women from prostitutes because he used to live in an apartment that where prostitutes used to see men upstairs, and so on their breaks he would be chatting to them, like they would sit down and smoke and talk about stuff, and he said they had the greatest wisdom. An understanding about men, about relationships, women, about what people's mentalities, about what people go through. You get what I'm trying to say? So that woman who has a particular sexual appetite for whatever reason, we're not going to go into. She has a particular sexual appetite. That sexual appetite has given her particular wisdom. You see what I'm saying? That she can now share. So everything's a spiritual journey, but not every spiritual journey is one that you want to be on. You see what I'm saying? Yes, you can get wisdom from being a sex worker, but I ain't going to become a sex worker to get wisdom. You get what I'm saying? Because that's not my journey. However, you might be, you literally might be that person who needs to have a certain understanding over your sexual energy, which is a lot of us. A lot of us, I talk about men more, just because we can do the most harm. We can do the most harm with sex. But women also need sexual discipline. Does that make sense? Because you are the one that inspires the sexual behavior of men. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You're a constant sexual inspiration. You don't even need to show your body. You don't understand that. A man comes in his sleep. So you don't need to show your body. You know what I'm saying? Show your body or not, you're still going to be a sexual. You can just sit there. You know what I'm saying? How far do you want to cover up? You know what I'm saying? You can go all the way here. You can just show your eyebrows. If he knows you're a woman, he's going to be like, damn, look at them eyebrows. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. I think I want a big lashes woman. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know? So sexual discipline all around is very important, family. Sister said, fuckboys come off with a big dick energy. They do, because they're fuckboys. You know what I'm saying? That's the space that they've cultivated. And it's the space that you haven't. And you're interested. All of us are not disciplined sexually. So all of us look for the easiest way to get to our sexual gratification. And as I said before, a man's reason for having sex is for peace. A woman's reason for having sex is for love. A man goes to be emptied, she goes to be fulfilled. So in your undisciplined state, yes, this is what we run to. So I'm going to look for the nearest pum pum to bring me back to peace if I do not have discipline. So if that means pornography, or if that means you sitting in front of me, and you know what I'm saying, and I know you can make it available, I'm going to go in there. You know what I'm saying? And find my peace. And you empty, and you're like, damn, I need something to fill it. So that means you're going to look for pornography. You're going to go for your little bunny rabbit. You know what I'm saying? Your dildo. You know, the electric one with the two. You know what I'm saying? You're going to look for that. Or you're going to call up BD Tyrone. You know what I'm saying? You're going to call up Jamal. You're going to call up Jamal with the 9 inches. And you're going to, like, I have a gap that needs filling. And you're going to fill that gap with Jamal. And Jamal is going to fill it so nicely. So nicely. And you're going to be able to feel the warmth of God from Jamal. But guess what's going to happen? As soon as he finds his peace, which is not in you, but in his local ejaculation, he is out. And that is when your love is removed. You understand? So it's a momentary thing for both of us. Yeah? And it has I think it's more detrimental to the woman in an immediate sense. It's very detrimental to the man. But in an immediate sense, the woman suffers much quicker. The man suffers long-term effects, you know, man, it lasts. And again, I'm not your judge and jury, family. I'm just giving you the basics. If it lasts, have a blast, because I don't know your sexual makeup, design, or purpose. So this is another thing, family. Don't let someone else determine your spiritual journey. If you want that good and it's feeling nice, that's where you're at, and that's where it's supposed to be. That's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. That's another thing you need to understand about spiritual journey. We don't start this game at the same time. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You don't start this game at the same time, family. It's like, for example, this book. I've had this book in my house since I was a teenager. I read it, I picked it up when I was 28. You see? The book hasn't changed. I have. You see what I'm saying? When I was in a teenager, I felt good having sex with any woman I found attractive. It was actually good. And I would sit there in front of her. Yes, look at her. She's beautiful. You know? She said yes. What do you mean? Like, we agreed. Let's have sex. That's it. You know what I'm saying? She said yes. I said yes. We like each other. That's it. That's where it goes. And I felt good doing it. I felt amazing. Powerful. Wonderful. Great experiences. But there came a point where I was like, oh shit. I can't do this anymore. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Then I had to go through the process of becoming disciplined more than what my eyes favor. Because now it's just not about what I like. Because I realized I'm suffering in other ways that I wasn't before. So again, don't let nobody curtail your spiritual journey. Go and get your dick. You know what I'm saying? Go and get your dick. But I'm saying, go get your pum-pum, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Go in there, knee deep. But all I'm saying is, family, responsibility. Because the moment you start to blame someone else for where you put yourself, you fucked up. You are missing out on the game. You get what I'm saying? And that's not based on me. That's based on where you. That's based on you. You get what I'm saying? So I think we need to talk about sex much earlier in the conversation, family, because it really inspires a lot. And it really inspires a lot. So if you have these kind of questions, family, I would suggest to ask them very early in the conversation so that we can get into this. I might need to do a sex week. Should we have a sex week? Let's have a sex week. Next May, sex week. You know what I'm saying? May the 4th be with you. We're going to get our sex force on. We need to talk about sex. Because sexual discipline is the power, superpower of the people of nature. You know what I'm saying? The joys of laying the smackdown on that ass. You know what I'm saying? All right, cool. I am done. I'm gonna go back to my Latin music, and then we're gonna do Cesarojo. Cesarojo will start. We're gonna start in what time? I have to really, because there's stuff I need to do always before Cesarojo. So the later I do this, is the later that happens. So Cesarojo will start at 20 past 9. Okay, family? 20 past 9, we'll start Cesarojo. Mad. 20 past 9, we're going to start the Cesarojo game and we're going to get into it. Family, also as a side note, since we're talking about sex, Cesarojo is a great place to commune with your sexual energy. Yes? A lot of us have sexual habits that we are trying to come away from, whether that be in the form of people or things. You know what I'm saying? But your sexual essence doesn't belong to anyone else. It is a part of you. So whether you delete the fuckboys, you're not going to delete your sexual appetite. Whether I lock that girl off who was freeing up the pum pum every week, you know what I'm saying? I just want you to do, yo, I just want you to do the X, Y, and Z, Z, Z. You know what I'm saying? Women talking reckless. Whether I lock them women off or not, it doesn't change my sexual appetite. It doesn't change my sexual essence. And a lot of you, my creative people, a lot of you here have a wide and vast sexual essence that you are not using, other than when the smashing is commencing. You need to overwhelm yourself with uses for that. And I think that's a conversation we can have We're going to be going into that In the Heaven Safari. So, if you have an underwhelming... Wait, let's go. If you have an underwhelmed sexual essence, then come on to the Heaven Safari, where you will learn how to transmute the energy of your sexuality, where to find your sexual power, and how to have a healthy sexual relationship with you. Are you a man that has premature ejaculations? Are you not bringing out the divine feminine in your woman? Come on down to the Heaven Safari, where we were talking about your sexual powers and how you can lay the smack down on your wife. You know what I'm saying? Are you a woman who keeps calling up Jamal, who doesn't know how to open up to her divine feminine sexual essence in a holistic way? Come on down to the Heaven Safari, where we will talk about the healing powers of your yoni. You know what I'm saying? Real talk though. I'm not joking. This is real. This is very real. We're going to go into it. All right? So join the Heaven Safari family. Click the link in your bio. Click the link in the bio. Join the Heaven Safari. Right? Sign up. I'm going to be doing one-to-ones with the first 50 people who sign up. Yeah? We're going to talk. All right, family? Yes. All right, cool. Cool, family. What else? Yes, Cesarojo. Come and get your your sexual essence on. Back, sip on something nice. Woo! Real talk. But anyway, 9:20, I'ma see you for the Cesarojo game, family. Peace in, love out. You're done though. Peace in, family. Thank you for tuning in to the Spiritual Health Conversation for the Millennial Generation. Are you tapped in? I want to big up everyone who takes time out to listen to this podcast and contribute with their comments or sharing or just even letting me know how it affected them. If anyone is looking for one-on-one spiritual health coaching, family, please head to worldchangerlife.com/spiritualhealth to find out more on how you can get a one-on-one personal spiritual health program for your life. If you want to know more info about what we do as a community service, please go to worldchangerlife.com to get update information. If you'd like to donate to this spiritual health program, family, go to worldchangerlife.com right now and put your donation of any kind. It's much appreciated. And if you've benefited from these spiritual health talks, family, send me a DM and let me know what you've taken from these conversations. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Mikel Amin or on Instagram at Mikel The Energy. Peace in, love out. Nakumaisha watu wa roho.